بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم قل هو اللہ احد اللہ الصمد لم یلد ولم یولد ولم یکن له کفوا احد وقال سبحانہ وتعالی وما آتاکم الرسول فخذوه وما نہاکم عنہ فانتہوا وقال سبحانہ وتعالی ان الصلاۃ تنہا عن الفحشاء والمنکر وقال سبحانه وتعالى قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون وقال سبحانه وتعالى اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وقال سبحانه وتعالى انما المؤمنون إخوة وقال سبحانه وتعالى فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه احدا وقال سبحانه وتعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى is خالق القائنات. The entire universe has been created by Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and there are different creations, حيوانات, animals, نباتات, greenery, جنات, insaniyat, all different creations. From the insan and human beings, the greatest of all human beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on the face of this earth, that group is known as Anbiya ala Nabiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. From the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the greatest of all of them is none other than Imamul Anbiya Ahmad Mujtaba Muhammad Mustafa Sayyidul Qunain Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After the Anbiya Alayhimu Salatu Wassalam, the greatest human beings to walk the face of this earth, whom Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala stamped their approval and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is happy with them, they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an dhalika liman khashiya rabbah. This is reference to the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. The sahaba are those people who interacted and accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw him and was with him. Even if a person was blind and he accepted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that time is known as a sahabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life is the most dynamic life. There is no life that can ever compare with that life, because that way of life is the perfect way of life. And ulama kiram explain that life as akmalul hayat. It is ajmalul hayat, ahsanul hayat, and it is ashalul hayat. Akmal, complete. Ajmal, most beautiful. Ahsan, most excellent. And something that is so beautiful, complete and excellent might be very confusing and difficult. No, it is also ashal, most easy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent down to the mankind, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, as a mercy unto mankind. That life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is documented by the men around the messenger who are known as the Sahaba in our deen. These Sahaba, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy with them. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we love him and we love Allah, then we must love the Sahaba. And if a person doesn't love Allah, doesn't love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then understand He will exhibit this by not loving the Sahaba. Allah, Allah fi ashabi, la tattakhidhuhum gharadam min ba'di. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ وَمَنْ أَبْغَدَهُمْ فَبِبُغْدِي أَبْغَدَهُمْ. So now this Sahaba who are around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not an ordinary group of people. They reached heights in which Allah Ta'ala expressed unequivocally in the Quran Kareem that I am happy with them, they are happy with me. So this life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the best way of life, as we just explained, it is protected, explained, taught, passed down by the Sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many ulama kiram have written different explanations about what I'm going to quote, but because so many mentioned it, they say that this can be mentioned. Ashabi kan nujum fabi'ayhi muqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My sahaba are like stars, kan nujum fabi'ayhi muqtadaytum ihtadaytum. When a person comes in salah, he is known as a muqtadi. The imam is known as a muqtada. Fabi'ayhi muqtadaytum. Whoever you will make as your muqtada, whoever you will make as the one that you follow, ihtadaytum, you'll be guided. Why? They are like stars. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give an explanation of something, then his explanation is not just by the way. Wama yantiku anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha allamahu shadidul quwa ila akhir al-ayah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not just mention a word, but that Allah Ta'ala guided him to say, my sahaba are like stars. What is the meaning of stars? Sahaba are like stars. If you open Surah Mulk, وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. What is Allah Ta'ala talking about here? That Allah Ta'ala has made the stars as a means of pelting the shaitan. So when they come to the heavens to listen, to tell the soothsayers, the stars are used to repel the shaitan. Ashabi kan nujum. My sahaba are like stars. Till qiyamah, their way and them will repel batil no matter which time it comes in. Second explanation. Ashabi kan nujum. My sahaba are so bright. My sahaba are so beautiful, whichever one you will follow, you will be rightly guided. Third explanation, ashabi kan nujum. My sahaba are like stars. Here it's explaining guiding stars. Today we have GPS system, Waze app, this app, that app. In the time of sahaba, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until well after that, the GPS system was the stars. The southern star, till now, you can see it. Too much of light now, you can't see it, so it's difficult. But on a dark night of load shedding, you'll understand these astronomical, beautiful things. So then, my sahaba are guiding stars that like you will use a ship to reach a port from Durban to Karachi, Southampton or New York. Similarly, if you want to reach the port of Jannat, kan nujum, follow my sahaba, ihtadaytum, you will reach the port of Jannat, salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. So our seniors and ulama kiram have looked into the life of sahaba, because these are the yardstick, these are the guideline, these are the hallmark, these are the great people whom Allah acknowledges, Nabi Karim sallallahu acknowledges, and even the tabi'een that met them. Ibn Abi Mulaika rahmatullah alayhi, who is a tabi'i. Tabi'i means who met the sahaba, did not meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Uwaiskarni is a sahabi. Hasan Basri is a sahabi. What does he say? I met 30 sahaba who had common quality in them. All of them, despite being sahaba, stamped in the Quran, feared nifaq. This was their great quality. So our ulama kiram have looked into the life of Sahaba and have extracted some qualities that if we follow and obey and imbibe and make part and parcel of our life these qualities of Sahaba, then inshallah the rest of deen will become easy for us. Initially there's different explanations. Some say 60, some say 50. But it was a large number or a big number of qualities of the Sahaba that were taken out for which the ummah has to follow so that deen can come in their life. Nonetheless, with the seniors around, the elders have brought this down to six qualities which are known as the 6 points. These 6 points can be understood with two in the first point and two in the third point. So there's 8 to explain how to go about it. And they say that this is not the whole of deen. This will help us to come onto the whole of deen. So when they looked in the life of Sahaba, the first quality that they explained to us to bring in our life is the quality of iman. The Sahaba had a very high level of iman. And if we bring that iman and keep that objective in front, that Allah Ta'ala does anything and everything without the help of the creation, and the creation never did, is not doing, and never do anything without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, my dear brothers, that iman will start becoming rasikh and firm in our heart, understanding that everything is a grace of Allah. I am a non-entity and I am not worthy in the equation. It is Allah that's putting a feather in my cap that gave me Islam. Allah gave me sunnat. Allah gave me a Muslim name. Allah showed me what is Qibla. Allah showed me what is wuzu. So forth and so on. Everything is the grace of Allah. I'm not eligible for that. Allah, you made me eligible for it. And it is your sattari and you are protecting me, Allah. Otherwise, nobody will talk to me and I won't want to talk to anybody. So this iman to come in our life, my dear brothers, and it's mentioned in a hadith, man qala la ilaha illallah mukhlisan dakhala al jannah. The person that reads la ilaha illallah, this is a virtue of the kalima, with ikhlas, some say read la ilaha illallah dakhala al jannah, whichever way. Allah Ta'ala, for the person that read kalima la ilaha illallah, Allah will enter him into jannah. Such a beautiful kalima. How do I bring this into my life? On a daily basis, within my ability, at least trying from minimum 25 times a day, I must give dawah towards the oneness of Allah, dawah towards that object of Allah, dawah towards the virtue of it, and dawah towards the effort of the kalima. And together with that, I must make the zikr of the kalima, la ilaha illallah. Initially, my dear brothers, it will be with some unmindfulness, what we term in deen as ghaflat, but then Allah will give us haqiqat. When a baby starts to walk, dagmagate huwe chalte hai, fir aage bhaagte hai. Initially, it's broken steps, then they're running the races. And on a daily basis, I must ask Allah, Allahumma sabbitna alal iman, wa amitna alal iman, wa hshurna yawm al qiyamati mal muttaqina mal iman. The rest of the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. What does Allah Ta'ala want from me when I am reading this kalima Muhammadur Rasulullah, the part of it? Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever Nabi Akram S.A.W. brought, take that in our life. What he asked us to stay away from, fantahu, وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ أَنُّ فَانْتَهُ, stay away from that thing. So this virtue of this Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. My dear brothers, in the Quran we heard of Ayat Kareema. We heard of Ayatul Kursi. This is known as Ayatul Imtihan. What is Ayatul Imtihan? That this one year, if you love Allah Ta'ala, follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. What is tabi'a? Like how the calf does not leave the side of his mother. Arabic is a deep language. Do not leave the side of the sunnah. What will be the outcome? يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ 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 وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ اللَّهُ الْفُغِيبَ. Such a great thing that is Akmal, Ahsan, Ajmal, etc. How do I bring it into my life? On a daily basis, I must give da'wat towards Muhammadur Rasulullah's way of life and tell the whole way of life. Tell the whole mankind, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the life of Rasulullah is uswatun hasana, it is a perfect example. And my dear brothers, we owe Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam our life. So to say, if there's a puddle over here, example, and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam want to walk to the next saf, and this is the puddle here. If all of us lay our face with our noses up as a mat for Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stamp on us and crack our noses, and our eyeballs get pierced because of the footprints, still we have not fulfilled the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We owe Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. So on a daily basis, I must take out time to send durood. Har dard ke liye durood kaafi hai. For every pain, durood sharif is sufficient. What is the word durood? It's a Farsi word. Lafz durood, durudan se aata hai, jiska maana hai fasal kaatna. I'm quoting my Ustad Mufti Radaul Haq Saab. It means to harvest. When a person plants one seed, 700 grow on the stalk. When I will make one durood, I'll get 10 mercies, 10 forgiveness, 10 darajat minimum. And all are sending something to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is sending rahmat, malaika is sending dua, and we asking on our behalf for Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. So on a daily basis, whatever durood I can manage, whether I can remember a long durood, but there's such a beautiful poem. Ya dakhil ad-dar, sallallahu ala nabiyil mukhtar. When I'm entering the house, durood. When I'm leaving the house, durood. Wallahi al-azim, my dear brothers. Whether I'm making the long durood of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, whether I'm making the short durood of sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi, bottom line, durood sharif must become part and parcel of my life. Today was Friday. I have to take stock of myself. Did I manage to even make one durood? Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, our elder, who's the ustad of Maulana Yahya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, who's the father of Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned that to make excessive durood, then at least make 300 minimum. That will be counted as excessive. Then on a daily basis, I ask Allah, oh my Allah, give me the reality of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way of life, and O Allah, make me an embodiment of sunnat. Min al mahad ila lahad, from the cradle to the grave. Subah se lekar sham tak, from the morning till the evening, or sham se lekar subah tak, from the evening till the morning, or O Allah, sar se lekar pair tak. And O Allah, from my head to toe, bring me in the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahi al azim, my dear brothers, if somebody is looking for an advanced way of life, somebody is looking for an ultra super way of life, it's Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way of life. Yes, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have a phone, but he contacted Allah, and where did he reach? He did not have a vehicle, but what magnanimous transport Allah gave him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life might appear technologically by way of explanation as not in our time. But remember something. One statement was made by Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Gora Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. You see, in order to go front, sometimes must go back. When a person wants to shoot an arrow in a long distance, if you know something about archery, the more you pull the arrow back, then the further it goes. The more this ummah wants to come out from his problem, you've got to go more back to Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One buzurg mentioned, I prefer to eat yesterday's bread compared to today's fresh bread. So they asked him, Hazrat, kal ka roti itna taza nahi hai, aaj kyun khayega? He said, yesterday's bread is closer to the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That doesn't mean we have to do that. He's showing his love. My beloved friends, on a daily basis, I must ask Allah Ta'ala for the haqiqat of sunnat, and Allah make me an embodiment of sunnat. Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come down with a gift which is known as salat, which is known as namaz, to those that don't know, five daily prayer.
If a person wants to remove inequity and lewdness from his life, then salah and namaz is the cure for him. And this is the means of drawing from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, to inculcate this salah within our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those people who are successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُورِدُونَ إِلَى آخِر. That the successful one is who has khashiyat, he has concentration and devotion in his salah. How will I develop this? Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, who is a very, very great person, my dear brothers, has given us a simple nuskha and prescription, and the description of the prescription is what I'm going to explain. That in our namaz, I must think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me in every position, rukun, at least minimum 3 times. Initially, the mind will float away like how a bird flutters away. Then Allah ta'ala will bring us from 5% to 10%, then to 20%. A time will come when sifat ihsan, an ta'budu Allah ka annaka tarahu fa innahu yarak, that I'm standing in front of Allah, is watching me, that will come. My dear brothers, another great alim explained how to bring the salah reality in our life. That when the mind is racing like a bucking horse and doesn't want to come under control, then focus on this verse. Maliki yawmiddin, roze qiyamat ke malik. Allah ta'ala is the one that is the sovereign master of the day of qiyamat. I have to stand in front of him. They say this is the ABS brakes to bring the concentration back in salah. So such an important thing like namaz, my dear brothers, I have to on a daily basis give dawat. And in our deen, there is something that when we're going for namaz, is called tasweeb, if the term is correct. That as I'm saying and I'm passing my locality, I'm walking on Crescent Street, for example, my neighbors are there. Chalo bhai, chalo namaz, come, we encourage. Encourage to wake up our people of our home for salah. And on a daily basis to give dawah to the importance of the virtues of salah, which Allah Ta'ala will give us what, my dear brothers? One great benefit of salah is that Allah Ta'ala will give us, our risk will be made easy. When a person will remember Allah Ta'ala with his salat, فَاسْكُرُونِي بِالصَّلَاةِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالْبَرَكَاتِ فَاسْكُرُونِي بِالثَّنَاءِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالْأَطَاءِ. Like that, my dear brothers, فَاسْكُرُونِي بِالتِّلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِحَلَاوَةِ الْإِيمَانِ فَاسْكُرُونِي بِالْخُرُوجِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالْأُرُوجِ. Like that, it can go on and on. فَاسْكُرُونِي بِالْمُنَاجَاتِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالنَّجَاتِ. So whichever way a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this salah, my dear brothers, Allah is telling us the virtue of it in the Quran. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. There's different verses about risk. One is in this verse, that you command your family and you be firm on salah, Allah will arrange our risk. But today a person places his risk at risk for the sake of earning risk. When Allah wants us to worship Him, immediately Allah is saying, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Then what? مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْكِ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. You want to worship me? What is the problem? I'll see to your risk. So the benefit of salah is immediate cash benefit. Allah will make our risk easy. What's coming? The forthcoming attractions of Jannat and crossing the Sirat. That is, my dear brothers, Allahu Akbar. Wala waraul wara. Beyond the beyond. So this salah on a daily basis I must give dawat, and on a daily basis I must read nafil salah in the way it was explained. Say I'm not a hafiz and I do not have lengthy surahs. In nafil there's certain wus'at that is not in farz. If I only know 10 surahs, I can read 5, 6, 7 surahs and next rakat read my last 3 surahs. That will become my long salah. And in that time make muraja and mujahada for this salah to become a haqiqat. And then I make dua. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. Oh Allah, make me a sacha, pakka, thakka, namazi. Oh Allah, give me the love of the masjid and give me love of salah. This is not something that people of the past never asked for. One person who was a buzur, when they opened up his grave, they saw he was making salah, my dear brothers. This was his wish. Another buzur said, my wish in Jannat is only to read the Quran. And if the hoor of Jannat comes, I'll tell a ben, agar tumhe kuch kaam hai, to baith kar suno, varna aur kaam nahi hai. Oh my sister, I got no other work besides the Quran. If you want to hear me reading the Quran, you can sit and listen. Otherwise, go and enjoy Jannah. So this salah, my dear brothers, to make dua for it. And of course, every tenet of deen, Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the sahaba with knowledge of deen. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin. That every Muslim should seek the knowledge. It's an important part, intrinsic. So the object, my dear brothers, of knowledge is that how I can bring my 24/7 life according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which then the ulama explain will become zikr. And my dear brothers, the person that seeks knowledge, Allahu Akbar, the birds in the sky and the fish in the ocean make dua maghfirat for him. The malaika spread their wings under his feet. And what does Allah say in the Quran? قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Can the one that know and don't know be equal? So if the one that don't know and the one that know cannot be equal, then what must do? فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those that know when you don't know. Allah is giving the explanation and giving the answer in a different part. And my dear brothers, when something is beneficial, then Allah Ta'ala and Rasul Pak Sallallahu, you'll find like a common type of passage. When Rasulullah Sallallahu left us with the dua for mulk, what is the dua? Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. And when it comes to clothes, Allah's Rasul say, wear it, tear it, and get better than that. I'm translating it. This one, why he said wa zidna minhu? Wa zidna minhu means because milk is a kamil ghiza. It's a complete nourishment. That is why this colostrum and the milk of the chest that is given to the child is very beneficial. So Allah's Rasul in milk of the cow also is explaining that, look, it means that this is something good. Wa zidna minhu. Now let's go to Quran. Rabbi zidna ilma. Oh Allah, increase me in my knowledge. Whatever is good, whatever is beneficial, Allah left us with the dua. 16th para of the Quran. Rabbi zidni ilma. Ey Allah, mere ilm ko barha de. And this everyone can make. Oh Allah, bless me with ilm nafiya, rizq wasiya, amal mutakabbala. And if somebody is stuttering, cannot manage knowledge, Allah showed us another dua. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Surah Taha. So ilm, my dear brothers, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Saab, Damat Barakatum, in our third floor here, or second floor, explained, ilm hasil karne ke liye, lafz ilm mein sukoon hai, ayn lam mim, ilm. So you need jumud, you need to sit down, you need to be patient. Ilm will come, ilm. Or lafze amal mein harkat hai. So when we move, there'll be barkat in harkat. And this is from the Quran if you look at it. Bijiz'in nakhlati tusakit alayki rutaban janiya. One time, my dear brothers, Maryam is sitting. Anna laki hadha qalat hiya min indillah. So Allah could have given us sustenance from any time. But here Allah wants to show, shake the tree, it will fall. So for getting knowledge, I have to make harkat. What is that harkat? According to the explanation of our elders in line with the 6 points, there's ilmul masail and ilmul fadail. What is ilmul masail? Person is musafir. He can't make a mashura that whether I'm a musafir. I got to find out the masail of it. A person is running a business. My dear brothers, what did Rasul Pak Sawasam say? Man ghashana fa laysa minna. Whoever deceives us is not from us. So whatever field I'm heading towards, I got to find the ulum of that, my dear brothers. So that is called ilmul masail. I must go to the ulama, the ulama kiram, I must ask them for guidance. And then I must follow what they're saying. If I don't understand, I must go back. And if I still don't understand, go back again. There's no harm in that, my dear brothers. And ilmul fazail, my dear respected elders and brothers, This is the virtues of knowledge. This is the virtues of deen. This is the virtues of good actions, which our elders say that the more we will read the fadail kitabs, Allah Ta'ala will open up our heart for those that are not on amal. Allah will bring them on amal, and those that come on amal, Allah Ta'ala will bring them upon what you call the next stage. They'll have huzuri istizar. That means all the time the fazilat will be in front of them. And from there, my dear brothers, when a person will make amal, Allah Ta'ala will grant him taqwa, taharat, zuhud, kanat, and then he can become the abrar, and he can become the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where does it start? So our prescribed kitabs, my dear brothers, despite the fact that there's so many books, there's Bukhari Sharif, there's Muslim Sharif, there's Abu Dawud Sharif, there's Tirmizi Sharif, there's Ibn Majah, there's so many others, my dear brothers. All of this, Nasai Sharif, are great books. But our elders chose something that is for us. My dear brothers, when our elders say something, Al-Barakatu ma'akabirikum, the barakat and khair is with our elders. Hazrat Shaykh Qutbul Akhtab, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, who's the nephew of Mawlana Ilyas Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, was not an ordinary person. Allah Ta'ala inspired him to write such a book that has changed the life of millions of people. My dear brothers, even if I'm a stuttering person, even if I'm not so mentally advanced, even if I got deafness problem, but when I'll sit in the halkas of Shaykh's Rahmatullah Alayhi's kitab, Hazrat Mawlana Badre Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Nuwar Rao Markadahu mentioned, whose sahib Kashfa Karamat, who's buried in Madina Sharif in Jannatul Baqi, mentions, Main aisa dekhta hu ke khususi rahmat parta hai, girta hai Hazrat Shaykh ki kitab ke upar. I see special blessings coming upon Shaykh's kitab. My dear brothers, this kitab, Allah Ta'ala gave noor in this thing. Is kitab ko lazim pakar lo, chahe jo bhi ho jaye, aasman gir jaye ya zameen ukhar jaye. Hold on to this kitab of Shaykh, whether the sky falls or whether the earth shakes. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitab, my dear brothers, is on the mashura of Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And this has brought great amount of change in the ummah. I should make this taleem in the masjid, in the jamaat work, and at home also, to the best of my ability. This taleem kitab, my dear brothers, to understand the light of something, a person have to understand the darkness. Once in the early 60s, there was an alim known Allama Maududi. Shah Abdul Ghaffar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali opened his kitab. And he read Hamd Sana and Basmala, and he closed the kitab. He said, "Mere mujhe inke Hamd Sana aur Basmala mein mujhe zulmat nazar aata hai." In his Hamd and Sana, that means the praise of Allah and taking Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam name and Bismillah, I see darkness. On one side, he wrote a kitab on parda, par excellent, nobody can match it. And then when he wrote his poisonous works, it brought darkness in the ummah. So when an author writes a kitab, my dear brothers, you can understand from the darkness example, it has an effect on the heart. That is our elders say, don't do this, don't do that. Dil ke upar asar padta hai. So let's take it to the light example. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitab, even if I'm sitting in a kitab that's being read in Urdu, remember something, I don't have to know how the oud is made, where the burner came from, and who lit the oud burner. I just have to sit by the oud burner, and it will fragrate me. So this kitab, my dear brothers, I should make its taleem and I should be in the taleem all the time. And on a daily basis, I must give dawat that people must come towards taleem. It's the easiest of actions to bring people close. And my dear brothers, I must make dua, which I explained all those duas, Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Together with that, my dear brothers, in the third point that our elders left for us, Lazim malzoom, two integral inseparable bodies like milk and whiteness can't separate, honey and sweetness can't separate. These two points go together. If a person only got zikr and no ilm, it's a problem. And a person only got ilm and he got no zikr, it's also a problem. Because what will be the problem? Al ilm bila amal kashajar bila thamar. Knowledge without practice is like a tree with no fruit. And if a person want to make zikr, zikr holistically, remember Allah Ta'ala, but he got no ulum. Ya Allah, I love you so much. First of Shawwal came, everybody saw the moon. Allah, I will keep fast on Eid day while everyone eats because I love you. No ulum. What you have done is a guna. Ya Allah, I love you. Everyone is reading 4 rakats for Fajr Salah. Allah, I'll read 8 rakat. What you have done is wrong. No ulum. Ya Allah, everyone is musafi, they're reading 2 rakats. Oh my Allah, I want to make 8 more sajda, 4 more sajda for you. What you have done is no ulum. So zikr wa ilm, that means remembering Allah Ta'ala in the correct way. What is the object of zikr, my dear brothers? To bring my 24/7 life in the conformity of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of life. In what Allah Ta'ala wants me to be, I must remember Him. So one is ulum, to practice on ilm, it will become zikr. But then our elders say, my dear brothers, do not ignore categoric zikr. If we open Hayatul Sahaba in the 3rd volume, if I'm not mistaken, we'll find now the chapter is going on Quran Sharif Tilawat, and then making Masnoon Duas, and then making Dua, and then making zikr, whichever way it's mentioned. So these 4 things constitute what we call zikrullah. Many people, you meet them, by you reading Quran Sharif, no, I make the contentment of heart, I'm reading the surahs. That is tilawat also, but that is mamul tilawat. What about my Quran Sharif tilawat, which is also, that is Quran, but to continue. So daily Quran Sharif tilawat, my dear brothers, remember Quran Sharif is so great. Ehle mantik sarba sajda ho gaye, sun liya jab unhone falsafa Quran ki. The great philosophers put their pens down, in our language, put their laptops down when they came in front of the Quran e Kareem. What is Quran? Zalikal kitabu la rayba fi. What is Quran? Quran is a message from Allah. Like a father sends a loving message to his son in 1 year. Oh my son, watch what you eat. Oh my son, it's hot, stay hydrated. Oh my son, it's cold, then stay warm. How many times that son will read that letter? Ulama kiram explain, the Quran is a love message from Allah. La ta'kulu riba, la taqrabu zina. Innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu ridsum min amali shaitan. Fajtanibuhu. How many things Allah is stopping us? Manhiyat and mamurat. So Quran Sharif tilawat, my dear brothers, if up to now, if I'm thinking, and the question is asked, which is rhetorical, where is my mark, the string or a feather or a page of my Quran where I read it last? If I don't know where's my mark, which page, which Quran, where I am, and I can't understand it, I'm not reading Quran regularly. Aaj Allah maaf kare, Quran ek na ashna peygham ban gaya. It has become an irrelevant message. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanwati Ramatullah Ali, or Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Ramatullah Ali, Nubar Allah Markadu explain, Ummat mein jo kuch ho raha hai, Quran Sharif chhorne ki wajah se ho raha hai. What is happening topsy-turvy in this Ummat is because we left the Quran e Kareem. The next aspect of zikr, my dear brothers, is to make masnoon du'as. What is the meaning of masnoon du'as? Sunnat du'as. A person coming to the masjid from... The other day we did a calculation, and I took a cursory calculation. From the time we wake up to come for Fajr Salah, about 11 du'as minimum we have to read. The barakat of masnoon du'as is that a person without knowing is in connection with Allah. Alhamdulillah, these kitabs are available. But what Maulana Ibrahim Sahib in one of the old workers' jor, what did he say? If I'm not mistaken, Ladysmith, Al-khayru kathir wa qaleelun fa'iluhu. Good is in abundance, but very few want to do the good. My dear brothers, the sunnat du'as for relevant occasions are so jami' and are so concise and precise. Qalla wa dalla. They have an ocean behind them, as I just touch on one. Allahumma barik lana fi wa zidna minu. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who is the elder brother of Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once he got bayat to a sheikh. And my dear brothers, the sheikh asked him a question that I need to give you certain zikrs. As you know, Bara Tasbih and different Ashghal, sometimes 2-3 hours, those days 12 hours, you have to sit Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, illallah. It's taxing on an old man. When you try it, you'll know. So then he asked him, Kya Maulana Muhammad, aap sunnat ke dua ke upar paaband hai? Say, ji ha. To aap is riyazat aur is marhala ko paar liya. Aapne is marhala ko paar liya through the barakat of your sunnat duas. This exercise of your spiritual upliftment and progress has already been done through the barakat of sunnat duas. So powerful it is. All will do this, inshallah. Then, my dear brothers, part and parcel of zikr is to take out time on a daily basis to complete our tasbihat. Zikr ke naga hai ruh ki faaka. When there's no food, there's starvation and malnutrition, isn't it? Certain sicknesses come into a person. we know, like scurvy and whatever else you have it, when there's no vitamins in the body, goiter, the thing come big like that. All different sicknesses, rickets, the bones get weak. The heart gets weak when I don't get my zikr. My beloved brothers, if I'm not bayat to a sheikh, I should complete the masnoon, whatever I've been prescribed by my elders, 100 times istighfar, 100 times third kalima, 100 times durood sharif on a daily basis, with so much of pabandi. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, my dear brothers, when everyone was resting, he'll be completing what he needs to complete. Until today you get people like that. If a person for some reason missed out his zikr, my dear brothers, then we have till next day zuhur by way of an exception to the rule that we should complete our zikr. And part and parcel of our zikr is daily dua. Allahu Akbar, my dear brothers. Imagine someone of a financial standing is saying, take what you want from my wholesale, take what car you want from my auto lot. That will never happen. It's a dream. But Allah, who's the possessor of all the treasures, is telling us, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Ask me, I will grant you. And ask me when, whenever you want. So my dear brothers, this ma'mool of dua, which is part and parcel of zikr, has come out of the ummah. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib will be noted to make dua for 7 hours at a time. Our elders will be sobbing, my dear brothers. But Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. Today, the fikr of the ummah is left in bayans. And we forgot our najat. And we forgot our nida with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the real bayan, to talk to Allah ta'ala about my condition. So dear brothers, how do I bring this zikr? How do I bring this ilm in my life? On a daily basis, I must give dawat to each and every person that remember Allah. Allah will remember you. Remember Allah ta'ala. You remember Allah ta'ala in a classroom. Faskuruni bil fasl, askurukum bil fadl. Faskuruni bid daril ulum, askurukum bi izalatil humumi wal humum. Whichever way you remember Allah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give dawat. And keep the virtues of zikr in front. Allah will remember me when I remember Allah ta'ala. It's always Allah first, then me, my dear brothers. In tansurullaha yansurukum. When I'll help the deen of Allah, Allah will help me. When I will remember Allah, Allah will remember me. Allah ta'ala is my creator, I am the created. I am the abd, Allah ta'ala is my ma'bud. Allah ta'ala is khaliq, I'm the makhluk. Allah is everything, I'm nothing. And this zikr, my dear brothers, when it's done, as we progress, this one word like subhanallah, what does it mean? Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that when he would make zikr, he will say, Allah, jitna tu paak hai, itna main napaak hu. To the extent that you are glorified, Ya Allah, to that extent, I am nothing. So when a person will make zikr in the deep way that he's supposed to make, this on lafze subhanallah, on the word subhanallah, automatically his inside islah will take place to bring him down to size on his own recognition of Allah ta'ala. And then we make dua, O Allah, make me a zakir and shakir. Hazrat Sahaba Ridwan al-Ta'ala Ali Majmain, my dear friends, they were not only stalwarts in fulfilling the rights of Allah, but they were stalwarts in fulfilling the rights of people, which is known as hukukul ibad. This ikram a Muslim, my dear brothers, is ikram lil makhluk. But because our interaction is predominantly with Muslims, they say ikram a Muslim. But Rasul Pak sallam, go look under this verse, wama arsalnaka illa rahmatil alameen, is also emphasizing to be kind to animals. When our deen emphasizes kindness to ants in an ant hole, to birds that has a nestling, to camel that is carrying a load, etc., etc., then Hazrat Insan, who's Ashraful Makhlukat, how much more we have to show him. So the object of this, my dear brothers, is to protect my amals and to forego my rights for the rights of other people. Khayrun nas anfa'um lin nas, the best of people is those who benefit the people. So my dear brothers, at every step of the way, show respect to my elders, mercy to the youngsters. Try to make salam first, afshus salam. My dear brothers, at the same time, someone sneezes, reply to them. Someone is sick, go and visit them, and go with the adab of knowledge how to visit them. My dear brothers, see to hamdardi of mankind. Quran Sharif, my dear friends, if you look at it, has got a great portion of khidmat-e-khalq. Look after the old people. Look after our parents. Next to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ wherever you find the oneness of Allah mentioned, example, Allah says, Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, you'll find Allah and Rasul coming together. But in this verse, my dear brother, Surah Bani Israel, Allah brings some a different connotation. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That be kind to the parents, whether there's one or two. No time to go into tafsir. Be kind to the youngsters. Rasulullah SAW showed kindness to the youngsters, my beloved ones. So this is ikram. And when I will fulfill the rights of people and I'll show mercy to them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always the one that reciprocates and pays back. Man amalana rabbiha. Man amalana rabbiha. Whoever will strive for us and work for us, we will reward him. Irhamu man fil ard wa yarhamukum man fis sama. I will show mercy to the people on the earth. Allah Jalla Jalalu from the heaven will show us mercy. So this particular point, my dear brothers, how do I bring it into my life? On a daily basis, for my benefit, because da'wat ki khasa ye hai, yaqeen ko paida karta hai. The speciality of da'wat, it creates yaqeen. When you study the third or fourth year in alim course, you'll come to a kitab called Al-Hidayah. Allama Marginani Rahmatullahi, correct? Hidayah is divided into awwalain and akhirain. First two parts and second two, so it's four. The first part is all to do with the rights of Allah. Three parts, Maulana Ahmad Lat Sahab, Damat Barakatum Hafizallah says, to do with rights of people. This is a very, very big part, my dear brothers. If a person don't read namaz, it's bad, but it's in the prerogative of Allah to forgive him. Don't keep fast, it's bad, it's not right at all, it's incorrect totally, but Allah can forgive him. But if a person does not fulfill the rights of people, then it's left to that person to forgive him. Manil Muflis, who's a bankrupt person? Shatama haza wa daraba haza wa akala mala haza. Hurt this one, swore that one, broke this one. That person is kangal and bankrupt on the day of Qiyamah. Why? All his good deeds gone to that person. And all that person's bad deeds, if there's so much, will come back to him. Look at that now. So we make dua, oh Allah, on a daily basis, give me the tawfiq of khidmat-e khalq. And if you want to say it in a more tantalizing way, Allah, make me a cool glass of water on a hot day. Jitna wa pani jo thanda hai, matloob. How that cool glass of water is desired and it is swallowed. In that guise, oh Allah, let me live with the bashar in such a way, I don't want to hurt nobody. One of the qualities of the abrar is that they do not even stamp on ants. This is such an important part. And of course, my dear brothers, Sahaba were epitomes and great, great stalwarts of having sincerity, whatever they did. They left a legacy of sincerity. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Their niyat, my dear brothers, was spot on. And they checked themselves up in the finest of things. Oh, my dear brothers, the object of this is to do everything for the pleasure of Allah. Because it can get us into great problems. The person that involves in shirk, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّي till the end of the surah. No time for the tafsir. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِيًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةٍ. So how that person that does a small amal, an action for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will give him mountains of reward. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not quantity, it's quality. For example, one person got 10 rand and another person that got million rand. The million rand person contributed 250,000 rands and the person got 10 rand, gave 5 rand. Mathematically, the 250,000 is more in figure, but contribution as far as sacrifice for Allah with intention, the 10 rand gave more because he gave 50%. So my dear brothers, our intentions carry great amount of weight. And all the time, this point of intention is called tashiyun niya. That I must have my finger on the pulse to check my intention at all time. Why have I done it? Why am I doing it? And if I did it wrong, I must still ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. How do I bring this important point of of sincerity of intention, my dear brothers. All the time give da'wat towards ikhlas, because the ikhlas point and kalima tayyiba is tied up together. And then, my dear brothers, continue to check my intention. And likes Ibn Abi Mulaika Ramatullali checked his sahaba, and he met them and they said, look like our intention is flawed. Everybody, I must view them with respect, and me, I must view myself as a suspect. Everybody, handa hara che, un kharab che. Sab acche hai, main sabse kharab hu. Badtareen insaan main hu. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Nawwar Allah Markazahu, buried in Ellsberg. Someone came to complain to him about somebody. He said, bhai, I got no time to look at that person's fault. I'm so busy with my own fault. My dear brothers, the nazar must always be on myself. It's easy to blame someone and something when I'm going to blame me, myself and I for what's going on in this world. One person said, shuru mein maine socha ke main zaheen hu. Shuru mein maine socha ke main zaheen hu. Phir maine shuru kar diya ke ummat ke tasheeh kar lo. In the beginning, I thought I was clever and I started correcting mankind. Baad mein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne mujhe akal ata farmaya. In the later age, I realized something. Allah gave me intelligence. Main apne aap ko tasheeh kar lo. Main apne aap ko sahi kar lo. Allah gave me intelligence. I realized I must sort out myself. My dear brothers, the constant intention of why I'm doing something. And only Allah ta'ala knows intentions. And then I make dua. Oh Allah, make me an embodiment of sahi niyyah. Oh Allah, forgive me for those moments that I did not make the correct niyat. And as a person will develop this quality, inshallah, like how a time comes a person will enter the masjid with a right foot without thinking. How a time comes when a person eats and by fitrat he just say Bismillah. How a time comes just before sleeping he must read his five kalimas. It becomes our nature. A time will come by the grace of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Niyat will become synonymous when we're doing the action. It won't be separated. The flavor will come. Oh my dear beloved brothers, one salient quality in the life of Sahaba was the ardent desire to sacrifice their health, wealth and time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth point is about striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with jaan, maal, waqt, dil and dimag, translated as health, wealth, time, abilities and capabilities. And Sahaba gave all of this to the maximum. You and I, my beloved brothers, are being asked to give salana, mahana, haftawari, rozana, translated as yearly, monthly, weekly and daily. The object of this point of striving in the path of Allah, jami'u ma ja'a bin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to bring that back alive. Indeed, my dear brothers, we can never even match the dust of the hoof of the sahabi that came last. But we can try to strive for the sky. Allah will let us reach the roof. So the object of this work of da'wat, my dear brothers, is how the deen can come alive, how ilm can come alive, how zikr can come alive, how deen can come alive, and how fikr for the deen can come alive. It's not only khuruj, khuruj, uruj, uruj also. So the fikr for the deen to come alive, and the deen to come alive. Otherwise, my dear brothers, in deen, a person only that make wudu all the time, you'll see here in our masjid, in deen is known as a person of compulsive disorders, kushki. Only making, the namaz is going, watini, kulya al-kafirun, finished, fort rakat is still making wudu. What is it? You kushki. You compulsive disorder, mentality is not right. You got a problem, shaitan is troubling you. So my dear brothers, only a person does wudu all the time, it don't work like that. So the object of this work of da'wat is to bring ihya-ud-deen. Tilling the soil is imbat. We want imbat, something to come about. So this point, my dear brothers, the virtue of it, Allahu Akbar, is so great. The virtue of it is so great. What is the virtue of it? Little while, laghadwatun aw rawhatun fi sabilillah khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Little while in the morning or evening in the part of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. This striving in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst the ummah, my dear brothers, is not something that didn't take place. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam worked on Fir'aun. اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. Fir'aun wasn't a Muslim. But then he also worked on Bani Israel, who were Muslims. Allah's Rasul said, wufud out to call people. Rustam, he called him. But he also spoke to the Sahaba. He also kept them going. So today, my dear brothers, the ummah is still Muslim, but a zehni irtidad, what we call intellectual type of irtidad, renegade intellectually. Outwardly, the person is Zayd Amar Bakr. He is Junaid, but his mind is gone like Jonathan. Outwardly, she is Sumayya and she is Khadija, but the mind is gone like Sumanta. This ummah, my dear brothers, we have to make worry about them. In the books of tasawwuf, one example comes. If we do not make effort on a garden, automatically it will become a forest. If I leave food out, biryani, akni, Bukhari plow, out in the sun, it will go bad. And if I leave a wonderful building and don't maintain it, it will come to smithereens. If I leave this ummah, what will happen to them? What will happen to us? So my dear brothers, we got to move in the ummah. So this object is there, and the virtue has been mentioned. How do I bring this into my life? On a daily basis, I have to make tashkili gash. On a daily basis, I must give time to my masjid, give time to the ummah, to the best of my ability. Ke Allah, hame kabul farma de. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. Ey Allah, tu hamare banja, hame apne bana le. Oh Allah, you become mine and make you yours. Make me yours. And then, my dear brothers, to make dua, that, O Allah, accept my health and wealth and time for the sake of thy deen. O Allah, don't let my health, wealth, time and abilities become zaya, become wasted in trivial pursuits. And when I come on Qiyamah, I'm looking for amals. Other people are going, it's exactly like the student that didn't study. All got A's. He also got 7 A's. He was absent for 7 days. 7 A's in his report. That's not the A's he wants. So I have to give myself. Aur Allah ke raah mein apne aap ko jhonkne ke baad Allah se mango. Quoting Hazrat Haji Abdul Wahab sahab, Nawwar Allah markan. Take ourselves and apply ourselves till exacerbation, my dear brother, till exhaustion. And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will accept our duas like the dua of the Anbiya of Bani Israel. This work, my dear brothers, is freely available. We get electric account, electricity account, water account. Did we ever receive from Masjid al-Hilal a gush account? Did we ever receive a Shab Guzari Bayan account? Pay 55 rand for listening to the Bayan or 500 rand. Why is there no price attached to it? Yes, there may be something called a meal voucher in Ijtima, but that's not for the work. That is to eat something. There's no price attached to this work, my dear brothers, because if my term is correct, it's invaluable. You can't put a price to this thing, like how you can't put a price to oxygen. Allah gave it free. This is a must. This is something that if we do not have it in the ummah will retrogress. So my dear brothers, this work is open to anybody. A person from Mewat who's known as an Anguta Chap, a person who's a person can't write, he puts a thumbprint, he can do this work. Colonel Amiruddin, a military man, could do this work. And an accountant like Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab Rahmatullahi could do this work. It is an open effort that is easy for every person that can come to it. The work that we have is simplicity, is its complexity, my dear friends. Do not think that I'm thinking about applying myself for this work. Ask Allah to apply me to the work. Allah will take work from me if I'm prepared to present myself for Allah's work. So my dear brothers, we mentioned the words of Maulana Ahmad Laat Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Damat Barakatuh. Maulana says what? Salana mahana haftawari rozana. Yearly basis. So now the tashkil for yearly is taking place. Zimidari ke ihsas. Responsibility, this is my work. See my dear brothers, there's a difference between my and our. You see, two parents can look after 10 children, but 10 children will shunt that one set of parents. There's a difference. The parents could look after 10 children because they said, these are my children. And the 10 children can't look after 2 parents because they're saying, this is our parents. So take them, we need to go to the Bahamas and Maldives. We can't do nothing for them. The day I say this is my work, then I won't look at Masjid al-Hilal to give me taqaza. I will come to Masjid al-Hilal and say, for my work, can you guide me how to fulfill the taqaza? Like my car, can you guide me how to drive it so I drive it right? Remember, we say sayyarati, bayti, zoji, auladi, but Quran says kul hadi sabili. This is my way. And everything else we made it mansub to us. Tabligh is a good work you are doing, mashallah. You are doing very well, old worker, mashallah. No, my dear brothers. Is kaam ke bare mein apna nisbat ko badalna chahiye. And the day a person changes his idea about something, then my dear friends, it's a new dimension. These 6 points are an ocean. Gote lagane ke mutabik Allah Pak kisi ke samne khol deta hai. According to how I will go to the ocean, if I just put my foot, I'll get that amount of benefit. If I just wade, I'll get that benefit. If I just swim, that benefit. Scuba diving, that benefit. And if I do snorkeling, that benefit. And if I go submarine level, then I'll get that benefit. According to how I give my attention to this work, Allah Ta'ala, like ulum, if I give so much, it will only give me so much. If I give my time to this effort, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala seena ko wasi kar deta hai. Allah opens up this work to a person. Is kaam ko sikata hai. So my dear brothers, my talk has ended. They told me to finish by 10 past, or I can finish before that. So now it's time for you to talk. The Taskil brother will request us. That to bring these 6 points in my life, it's not about bringing deen alive somewhere else, my dear brothers. Tabligh has got a beautiful system. I am going locally and globally to remind other people of what I have to do myself, and that is make my islah. You also do the same. We're not going to make other people's islah. Tabligh is that, my dear brothers. So who's ready that these 6 points can come in my life so that the rest of deen can open up in front of me? So the first taskil will be presented and asked. First one is 4 months pedal. Alhamdulillah, our jamaat is in Joburg, and 4 months IPB, 4 months foreign, 4 months local, whichever 4 months, my dear brothers. But at least let us have 30, 40 names that, oh Allah, I need to go out to learn this thing. Because in 1 4 months, there's 340 days. In 1 1 year, there's 940 days. My dear brothers, there was a time when people went out for 4 months and they cried to the Mashura brothers, please let us extend 2 more months. Ask them why. You don't want to go home. Say, I want to go home. You're not missing your parents. I'm missing. What's happening? I'm only on the 4th point. I haven't completed it yet. Please let me finish it. You'll wonder now. He doesn't know the 6 points. He know the 6 points. But the hakikat of what we explain, my dear brothers, I'm just explaining a billionth of a trillionth of a quadrillionth fraction of Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah's explanation. So who's ready for 4 months? Bolo bayo. Allah Pak Kabul. Intention. 30, 40. Stand up. Mashallah. Remain standing by. Just now we're going to go there. Adam, you number one, your name is Adam. Now we need some Nuh and Idris. MashaAllah, Kabul. Come, Baba Ki. MashaAllah. Sheikh, what's your name? Khalid. Babs, MashaAllah. Allah, Kabul. More brothers, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Azad Hafiz Sahab. I always call him Hafiz Sahab. His title of Hafiz is better than the doctor. Hafiz, Dr. Sahab. Faisal, Allah, Kabul. You? Allah, Kabul, MashaAllah. Allah Kabul, mashallah. What's your name, bhai? Usama, Allah accept you, mashallah. More brothers. Mashallah. Desai, Muhammad. What's his name? Can't see properly. Zakaria, Desai. Yes, mashallah, Kabul. Bhai Junaid, Hafiz, Junaid, Salaji. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Give 4 months, give in again. My dear brothers, Tabligh has got a certain taste. Abu Bakr, from where you, bhai?
Sharif.
My ustad, Mawla Suleiman Choksi, was explaining one lesson. I will condense it. He said, jitna lazzat aata hai khana mein, hame Allah se mangna hai, ke mujhe bhook ki lazzat ata farmaye. Like how you get pleasure in eating, Allah give me the pleasure also to stay hungry for you. Similarly, my dear, there's pleasures in relaxing, but in this work, there's pleasure in also sacrificing. That man that is standing 2 o'clock in the morning with a fishing rod, graphite would braid, and you got a grapnel sinker in the water, it's raining. And you ask him, what do you here for? He say, I'm after the cob. Cob means salmon. Am I right, Jafar? Say, but did you see it? Say, I never saw it. Did that thing see you? It never see me. What do you here? Say, look, I don't know who you are. You're irritating me. The pleasure I'm getting of casting and holding this rod at 2 o'clock in the morning and leaving my home and suffering here is more than being at home. Those people that are climbing mountains and swimming oceans can understand that pleasure. Wallah, my dear brothers, iskam mein aisa mithas hai that certain sahaba say, the day we are in the path of Allah and we are feeling parched and thirsty, that is our pleasure. We won't suffer like that. But a little bit of separation and time, it's a taste, a quiet taste. Once tasted, never wasted. I asked this pedal jamaat, how many pedal you gave? Doctor don't want to tell me the answer. Why you went again? There's something in a pedal. Who's ready, my dear? 4 months, bolo. Even if I never come to go cash, but I give intention. What's your name? Marchi. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Junaid by son. Let us 10 more people. My dear brothers, when we come to... What's your name, bhai? Allah Ta'ala accept you and take you and give you Kamal, my Jamal. Come, my dear brothers. What's your name, brother? Sultan. Allah accept him, mashallah. See, my dear brothers, Shab Guzari is like this. You know how sometimes people are eating and you are full, you don't want to eat. But you saw what he's having, automatically taste come in the mouth to eat. Sometimes we came for the good environment, just want to be in a masjid, listen to some talk of Allah and Rasul. But the taste came in the heart, I want to sacrifice. If that time when they're having that lovely mango and I don't take that piece, and now you're only going to see the peel after that. Once the skill is done, it won't be the same as now. So if you got that taste and feeling, just break the back of shaitan and say, Bismillah. So can we have another 5 more names? There's 5 salat, 5 fingers. MashaAllah. Mawlana Masihullah sahab. Allah Kabul. Another 4 more names. Then we go to next tashkil. Because we got till 20 pass. What's your name, beta? Ahmad Padia from Spingo Hills. Allah Kabul. Mehmood sahab. MashaAllah. He's doing the right thing. Who else? I mean, not saying you're going to go tonight. But my dear brothers, when a person intends something, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala will open it up for him later. How many say, I never spend pedal jamaat? Insha'Allah, within a short while, I'm making an intention, Allah accept me, I'll go pedal jamaat. At least say inshallah. Some people fright to say inshallah, because they'll get accepted. Brothers, when Allah Ta'ala sets an exam, He also gives the answers. Allah Ta'ala is the one that makes things easy. So all will go 4 months inshallah. There's a special taste in it, prescribed by Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. The kitab is prescribed is Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. The nisab that's prescribed is Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. These people are not small, my dear brothers. They prescribe something that is very jami. Hazrat Mawlana bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, agar tumhe kuch karna hai, to Ilyas ki jamaat ke saath lag jao, aur apne kandhe ke upar bistar lag ke phiro. Who's Hazrat bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali? The student of Allama Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, Ilyas ne mere yaas ko aas se badal diya. He changed my fears into hopes. My dear brothers, Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Manni Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, agar ye pura partition ka masla nahi hota, to main pura deta Ilyas ke saath. Rahmatullah Ali. Alayhimur Rahman. If it was not this condition of 47, I would have given everything for this effort. My dear brothers, our elders left for us a nuskha yakimia, a divine, magical, wonderful type of prescription to which there isn't a description. Come into this work, my dear brothers, and see what Allah Ta'ala does. Who's ready for 40 days? Bolo. Allah kabul farmade. Come, my brothers. Speak masjid wise now, not individual. At least 20 masjids. Which masjid are you from by? Which town? Where are you from? Marisburg? Camperdown? Durban. Allah Kabul. One jamaat from Durban. Speak masjid wise. Which is your masjid? Stand up. I know you stood up for your takaza of 4 months, but your masjid. Where you are from? Muaz bin Jabal. Allah take you, mashallah. Which masjid you from, my brother? Spingo Hills. Right. Now we're talking masjid. By you from Umzinto. What's your name? Abu Bakr. Allah Pak Kabul. I know his name, but just to hear it. Bolo bhai, which stand up, which masjid you come from, bhai? Imam Nawawi, Allah Ta'ala accept you, mashallah, kabul. Make a jamaat ready. Bolo bhai, mo, which masjid you from, bhai? Pine Street. May Street. Allah kabul, mashallah. What a good effort. You'll try to make the jamaat? Minimum 6, maximum 10, bring them. Whatever the elders say, we'll do, inshallah. That's the spirit. Smiling, smiling. Which masjid you from? Albert Falls, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Whole jamaat from there. Like this, my only 10 gave their name. We want 10 more masjids. Don't fright to make a niyat, my dear brothers. One jamaat came to the elders, and that person blurted out, from this ishtima, we'll give 6,000 jamaat. That was Thailand or something. Everybody got down his throat. Hey, what you talking? Eventually they got more than that. He gave a very high figure. So intention is the start. Allah opens up the way. So 10 more masjids. I'll go in my masjid and try. Marisburg is here, whatever. Which masjid you from by? Hawick Masjid. Hawick, I heard it. Hawick, huh? Near Peter Marisburg, Hawick. Allah Kabul, mashallah. Hawick is here. Not how weak, how strong. Come brothers, who else is there? Polo. Make niyat for our masjid. Others will run with us. Which masjid in town by? Broad Street. Allah accept. Why you so happy? What's your name? Which masjid? Spingo Hills. That means the second Jamaat, isn't it? Mashallah, that's the spirit. No harm to take two khajur sometime, if it's enough there. The adab of sharing something. If there's a lot, you can take more than one. But if there's specific 12 for 12, then you take only one. There's a lot that's still available. Take. Polo bhai, just make a niyat for our masjid. Satis will say, what you went and told? Tell him, I made a niyat that Allah will make it happen for us. Let that give us masjid ilal, Allah kabul. That's the spirit, Afisa. Come, 8 more people, 8 more masjids. We need our 20, bhai. This is a business here. Mahmud Masjid. Where is that place? Clara State, Masjid Mahmud, mashallah. That's his spirit, mashallah. Good. Muhammad Asmal, right, 7 more masjids. Polo, time is on our side, officer. 3 minutes we got, then we'll move. Tongat will give us one Jamaat. Mashallah, that's the way, brothers. These niyat, you see, one time in Aligarh University, they were making the Jamaat, to use a loose term, like a pop, like a fool. So the Jamaat asked him, where you'll go? One said, I'll go to France. One say, I'll go to this country. Just throwing them up, you know, and wasting their time. Even in that joke, Allah accepted them for their countries. You're not joking. Imagine you stand up tonight, I'll make a Jamaat ready from my masjid to bring 6 points alive, which will help the deen to come alive in the world. Won't Allah Ta'ala open it up for me? So can we have our 6 more masjids? 6 points, 6 masjid. You know your masjid. Please, my dear brothers. MashaAllah, that's the third Jamaat from Spingo Hills.
Sharif.
MashaAllah, Allah, that's the fourth Jamaat. Spingo Hills seems to be taking the lead here. 4 more masjids. Barisburg. Molana, you speaking for all the masjid or Jina Road? That means Mufti Sahib took all 4 one time, Allah Kabul. Now, my dear brothers, what is our system here? That people who gave the niyat for themselves for 4 months, whatever 4 months, and the masjids that gave the niyat, we go to one side of the masjid so that we can make tafakkud. What is the benefit of this? It creates some direction in what we are thinking, and a little bit encouragement is given to that person, and dua takes place that Allah Ta'ala accept us and we get accepted. So all those brothers that gave their name for whatever time, masjid-wise and personally, 4 months and 40 days, please stand up in your place and we'll go towards where Haji Imran Mullah Saab is sitting. We can go to that corner and he will coordinate that, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. I think so. We had much more names than this. This is the time I should be standing up. MashaAllah, my dear brothers. May Allah Ta'ala accept. And my dear brothers, whilst they are going, can we make this intention that next week I won't only come like this alone, but I'll bring one more person with me, inshallah. Naya ko lana, fikro ko barhana, aur takaza ko lena. Bring new people. Take the taqaza and increase our fikr. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahu bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Brothers, we have different halkas. Every week we sit down in the different zones and halkas. Please go there, revise what we have heard, take the taqazas, and then when azan is given, let us reply to the azan, keep the sanctity of masjid, so that our shabguzari has a special fragrance around it. Jazakallah.